Right, that's us ready to go. Yep. I mean, I think it was inevitable, but if we think that simply replacing the head of Police Scotland is going to solve all the problems of Police Scotland, then we're deluding ourselves. There are some deep-rooted problems within the new centralised force that need to be addressed. Things like the target culture, the Strathclydeisation, where the model of Strathclyde Police has been replicated everywhere in Scotland, whether it's appropriate or not. Issues like stop and search, armed police. There's a whole range of issues, including, with the most tragic one, the management of the call centre operation at Bilston Glen. So we need to look at all of those issues, and that's why, you know, getting rid of Stephen House is perhaps a step in the right direction, but it's not going to solve all the problems, and we need a wider review of Police Scotland and its operations. I think we need that wider review into the operation of Police Scotland to try and get to the bottom of the deep-rooted problems that exist. The culture is wrong, the target culture, where police officers are no longer able to use their own discretion in the same way as they used to, I think has made the police force demoralised, from police officers rank and file all the way through to civilian staff. That needs to change in order to get back to the traditional form of policing that we've had in Scotland. We need to change the culture, the targets, the Strathclydeisation, as well as the issues around stop and search and armed police. Those are the big issues that need to be resolved. They were created by the centralisation of Police Scotland and therefore need to be resolved as part of that review. Far from it. Actually, the SNP government created this difficulty in the first place. We warned against the centralisation of the police. We warned that problems like this would happen. And I'm afraid to say it's come to pass. The SNP government have got a responsibility to clean up these difficulties and these problems because they created them in the first place. That's why I want Michael Matheson, the Justice Secretary, to accept responsibility and to conduct this independent, wider review into Police Scotland. Until we get that done, I think the problems will remain within Police Scotland. No, I think that's all.